This is the Table for One edition of the Deliberate Talks podcast, and I'm your host, Dakshin Adyantaya, introducing you to yet another story less heard of. And today, we talk about the globally renowned Swedish brand that has revolutionized the way we perceive and furnish our homes. Yes, it's the story of IKEA, but before we get into it, here's a quick intro.
This is the Deliberate Talks weekly podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures.
So in the year 1943, a 17-year-old lad, Ingvar Kamprad, in Sweden, founded a brand called IKEA. The company's name was an acronym that consisted of his initials, Ingvar Kamprad, that's IK, Elmtrad, the farm where he grew up, and a Gunnared in Sweden. The brand initially sold pens, wallets, picture frames, table runners, watches, jewelry, and other goods at reduced price, which Kamprad delivered using his milk van. It wasn't until 1948 that IKEA began to sell furnitures, which was produced by local manufacturers in the forest close to Ingvar's home. In the early 1950s, Ingvar, during a consignment, faced a challenge when he tried to fit in a table into his car. It was only when he decided to remove the legs of the table he found that they fit perfectly into his car. This simple revelation led to the idea of flat-pack furniture, which significantly reduced transportation costs and made it easier for customers to transport and assemble IKEA products at home. This innovation went on to become the hallmark of the brand and revolutionized the furniture industry worldwide. Eventually, the first IKEA store was opened in 1958, and the first store outside Sweden opened in Norway in 1963. But it was in 1978 that the brand had a fascinating tale, courtesy Gillis Lundgren, who was IKEA's fourth employee and the first interior designer. He was having a conversation with his colleague Billy, who quoted that everyone, regardless of their living situation or income, should be able to afford a well-designed functional furniture. And that's how Lundgren was inspired to create a bookshelf, which went on to become the most celebrated product for IKEA, the Billy Bookcase. Billy Bookcase quickly became an instant hit, and its affordability and simplicity resonated with the customers. It was estimated that one Billy Bookcase is sold somewhere in the world every 5 seconds, and IKEA in fact reportedly estimated that nearly 1 in 5 people in the UK owned a Billy Bookcase. In fact, the product till date has been purchased over 120 million times worldwide. And in the year 2020, the brand claimed that it sells approximately 6.5 million Billy bookcases in a year. Also, considering the average price of a Billy bookcase is $36, according to the data collected from across 40 countries, IKEA makes around $230 million by selling Billy bookcases alone. That's approximately 1% of revenue generated by IKEA by the sale of goods. Also, a few years ago, Billy Bookcase celebrated 40th anniversary in 2019, and IKEA marked the occasion by releasing a limited edition version featuring yellow and red colors, paying homage to the original design. And the brand looks to relaunch a newer, much more circular version of the iconic bookcase in January 2024. But apparently, IKEA extended its unique product naming system to other categories as well, which adds a distinct and playful touch to its products. The names are often derived by a combination of different elements such as Swedish place names, names of people, and descriptive words. Like for example, IKEA's bookcases and cabinets are often named after professionals, occupations, or words that are related to storing or organizing items. While IKEA's rug collections are often names of towns and cities in Denmark and Sweden. Also, IKEA's utensils and accessories frequently bear names of plants, herbs, spices, or functional cooking terms, while IKEA's chairs often have names associated with human names or words indicating comfort and relaxation. So from a simple conversation with a colleague to an idea that changed the brand's fortune, that's IKEA's Billy Bookcase story for you, and the tales of other product names as well. That's it for today. So the next time you visit IKEA, don't forget to flaunt the popularity of this story amongst your friends and family. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the audio and video channels of the Deliberate Talks podcast. Join me next week for a Table for Two edition. Until then, be curious, be adventurous, and never stop learning. Cheers.